At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
Kristen Moylanen is researching the effects of helicopter parenting on young adults. Kristen, why did you want to look at this particular issue?
This is an aspect of parenting that's come to popular attention in the last decade or so. Parents put pressure on their children and seek to control aspects of their lives, including decisions that they make, their relationships with others, how they interact with other people, including their faculty members and their employers. And there's evidence showing that this does some real harm to young people, that they don't learn how to adult, that they don't ultimately know how to manage their own lives.
Tell me a little bit about the study. How was it structured? What were you looking to find?
What I was looking to find was whether there was an association between this type of parenting and youth's self-regulation ability. That's what I found.
What's the lesson for parents here?
Kids need to learn how to make their own decisions. And this isn't something that happens overnight. It's something that needs to develop gradually. And when they're younger, as teenagers, they should start taking on more control over their own choices in their own lives. And that also means parents need to be ready to relinquish that control, at least gradually, in a fashion that is appropriate for their child.
What's the message for kids?
Kids, listen to your parents. They do have your best interests in heart. But as well, it is okay to push back a little if you think that they're being perhaps a little too overprotective. If you're ready for a bit more autonomy or freedom, then that's a good chance to have a dialogue about what you're ready for in terms of independence.
And what's the societal message as it relates to young people and future generations of young people as they become adults?
If they are able to navigate those transitions and figure out a way to deal with those stressors in life, then things should turn out just okay.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.